There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal, and that was last hour. Eric John Phelps was on, and I hope you listened. Great interview. I'm going to continue on that theme after this short segment with another researcher who has come forward over the years with just an incredible amount of information. He's a former, has a career in the military. His name is Daryl Eberhardt. He's got a website called www.toughtopics.net, and I hope it's .net. We'll clarify that. I'm sure it is. And you got to go there because Daryl's provided tremendous amount of work. We haven't talked to him for a while. He's just recovering from a motorcycle accident. He hit head on with a buck in, I believe it was somewhere in Pennsylvania. He'll clarify that, and I want to talk about that. And wish him the best on his road to recovery. He's with us today, so we'll get to Daryl in about 3 minutes and continue on this very important subject. Let me just say this real quickly. The truth and getting to the truth regarding the takeover of this country requires a great deal of patience, requires a great deal of work, requires a great deal of ability to open up your mind and allow yourself to review the history that has been taken from our country. When I say that, I mean this. Don't be deceived by people who just think they know everything. You don't. We all know that, and a smart man will tell you that. What you really need to do is to look at the deceptions that are going on in our country. You must think differently in America now. You can't just point blank believe the history of how this country was formed, the history that they present in schools, and don't get carried away with all the things that are going on in our country to allow you to just to really manipulate you not to think about really what's happening. Because if you don't, you are going to be blindsided one day, and you're just going to not understand. So you really owe it to yourself, because once you figure this whole problem out, at least have an idea and allow yourself to listen to all points of view regarding the takeover of this country, it's a very refreshing and rewarding feeling that you get within your soul, because you realize that, you know, even if you have, if you think that you can't have any, methods of defeating these people, at least they can't take your soul. At least you've defeated them in the sense where you figured them out. And that's really where it all starts. And I wanted to mention real quickly that there's two things happening that are really important on this show, and we're going to be following them. One is we're going to be really working hard with what's called a citizen candidate party, and a gentleman who's been on my show named John Buchanan, an investigative journalist who broke the Bush connection story to the Nazis, who's been persecuted by the Bush family since then. He ran for president in 2004, is going to do it all over again, but this time with the help of Americans who are all over the country. Now, coming forward, I've got at least three or four people who contacted me because I'm kind of spearheading this movement because I believe in it, and that is to allow just everyone a chance to run for the House of Representatives in 2008. Now, you think you don't have a chance? Think again, because you know what? At least you're going to get out and you're going to speak the truth. And this way also, and you're going to help John Buchanan, who I don't like to see out there as a lame duck, and again, to be targeted by the Bush administration. If we can open up a path where there's so many other people behind him, I think we'll all be better off. And there's been great response, a number of people wanting to run for Congress, get involved with the Citizens Candidate Party. We'll follow that story. And I'm going to come back, talk about 2 minutes about the Tour of Hope, which goes together with this, but in a more spiritual sense. We'll be back in after this short break with my guest, Daryl Eberhardt.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache, and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal, and not only are we going to be supporting that citizen candidate movement and John Buchanan, we are going to be supporting what's called a Tour of Hope. And how this began through a series of interviews I did with Leo Zagami, who's an Italian aristocrat, former high-level member of the Monte Carlo P2 Lodge, who defected and started to really talk about the inside workings of secret societies, how the Masonic lodges in Europe and America intertwine with the Vatican, intertwine with our government officials, and how the organization is used for evil at the top levels. So Leo has come forward with names, places, dates, things that are just incredible, along with really subscribing to the same principles that we believe in this show, and that is to really uncover the true spiritual controllers of the New World Order. And he lays a foundation which goes all the way back to Rome, just what we talked about with Eric Phelps and what we're going to talk about with Daryl Eberhardt. So this Tour of Hope began this way, and I'm going to just talk about it shortly. We decided the time was right for people to hear in America this story face-to-face in a very, very logical manner. And so the Tour of Hope basically is this. It's people who in their communities want to hear this information and can at least gather a committee of a handful of people. So that isn't just one lone person. And with that committee, what you can do then is start to kick it off by having myself and Leo from, he lives in Norway, speak, or for example, a person like Eric John Phelps or Daryl Eberhardt, who's in America, if Leo can't be here, the whole year, will come and speak. And what we want to do then is getting more people to join your Committee of Hope. And from that Committee of Hope, you can then network through a method we'll put up on the internet with other committees, other people who want to hear the same story. And then you can make your town aware of these problems in a public forum. And we're willing to kick it off with a speech. And I got an email, and here's how it's going. In Atlanta, Georgia. Now, I'm telling you, I've got at least 10 to 15 committees already started, and this has only been in 2 weeks. Now, here's Glenn H. Wright from Atlanta, Georgia, saying this. How do we go about setting this up? I have more than 6 people for a committee. I left a message on your phone last week. Please respond, and I will get to you, Glenn. But how you can do it, we're going to have a way of people to unite, get their names together. Then we'll set up a speech. We'll kick it off, and hopefully we can help you get other people to come to your town. And then you can intermingle with the rest of the committees all over the country and form a network of hope, a network of truth in a very grassroots manner. So I want to say that it's really moving quickly and a lot of interest. And Leo Zagami will be with me tomorrow, and we're going to figure out a way that we can organize this a little better. Because he has said on our show that the real problem is, and he knows it because he worked with these people for years, and he said they're very organized. The problem with patriot movements, they're very, very disjointed and unorganized and susceptible to all types of deception, according to Leo. And maybe this will help to set the record straight and to get people moving in the right direction and keeping their eye on the ball. And I don't mean the football that's going to be thrown up at the Super Bowl coming up Sunday. And just remember this. You know, I'm a sports fan myself. I mean, I can't help it. I grew up playing sports. I got my college degree as an athlete with a 4-year scholarship, and I still enjoy athletics. But I do not enjoy how they use athletics to promote the war, promote this falsehood about America, and they do it quite well using these very wealthy people, who I object to their salaries too, by the way, to disrupt the truth in this country, and they are very smart in using this as a ploy. So watch out, you know, watch it when they come on the Super Bowl and they start promoting the war and the patriot movement and we must stop Iraq and all this garbage, because that's what they do. And they're even doing it at all basketball games I see now. It's incredible. So I don't agree with that. Well, anyway, it's time to get to my guest, Daryl Eberhart. Like I said, toughtopics.net. He's been researching the Vatican for a long time, and great articles on his website, and I wanted to catch up with his latest work. And he, first of all, Daryl, how are you feeling after that motorcycle accident? Incredible.
Hey, Greg, I'm fully recovered. I've been out shoveling snow all morning, so I think a lot of it has to do with prayers of a bunch of grandmothers and stuff. I know some ladies' prayer groups and that, but I came back about 2 to 3 weeks faster than the doctor, physical therapy people thought that I would.
Explain what happened.
Well, I was just riding my Honda 750 motorcycle, and I had come out of a 55 zone, started down a hill where its speed limit had changed to 35, thank goodness. If I got hit doing 55, I probably wouldn't be alive. But a buck came out of the tall grass, and I never saw him. I was watching a pickup truck close behind me, and he hit me. You mentioned sports. Like, I felt like I got hit by about a 250-pound linebacker running full speed, but he knocked me and the motorcycle over, landed on top of me, laid on my neck and shoulder as we're all three of us are sliding down the road together with a buck on top of me. And like I said, I never saw him, but the guy behind me said he was a large buck, which around here is about 230 pounds. And
wow.
So anyway, he broke my leg when he tried to jump over the motorcycle, and I guess he jumped up and ran off, didn't have an injury himself. And he probably just wanted to get a ride on a Honda 750. But talking to the hospital, a lot of people said, I'm lucky I'm alive.
Yeah, you got blindsided by a buck. You cushioned his fall. He landed on top of you. And when the motorcycle stopped and you were in the road, the buck was still on top of you, correct?
Well, no, he actually, the bike kind of broke away from both of us and slid another 25 yards down the road because it was a kind of fairly steep hill going down. And the buck jumped off of me, and like I said, I never saw him. I rolled over, started checking my neck and back, make sure I didn't get any severe injuries. And like I said, he broke my leg, and I tried to stand on it, and that's when I went down. And I think they said I passed out for a couple seconds, so they thought I might have had a minor concussion or something. But like I said, lucky to be alive, but lucky the guy behind me didn't run me over. But
and you, what was the extent of the injuries? A broken leg? And
well, that's the only thing that I got. I got a little bit of road rash, but I was wearing a heavy jacket, and so I just got a little on the elbow, a little on the one knee. The bike had $4,000 damage, but the only thing that really got hurt bad on me was he put about a 6-inch fracture vertical right below my knee running down, so they had to operate, put a stainless steel plate in and 8 screws. Some of them looked pretty long. And anyway, it healed faster that way. And like I said, I got out of physical therapy in record time, so I'm very lucky. I wanted to thank you for having me on again. And you were correct. It's toughtopics.net. And at the top center of that home page that the lady in Massachusetts puts up for me, they need to click on a section. It's called Exposing the Jesuits, the Vatican, and Roman Catholicism, because when they click on that marker, that's when it brings up all of the articles. She has it on a separate page. It'll bring up like a secondary home page, and it'll bring up all those articles I've written on Roman Catholicism. And basically, you had mentioned I've been researching a lot. Yeah, I have for about 7 or 8 years at least, writing about the New World Order. But, Greg, I always wrote in sort of generic terms. I talked about the globalists, rich elite, big bankers, international bankers and stuff. And it's just been the last maybe two and a half years that I really started reading a lot of books on Roman Catholicism. And I'd like the listeners to grab a pencil or a pen, because I'd like to tell them about some of those books. I won't tell them where to get them, because if they go up and read my articles, especially the Tackling the Tough Topics articles under that, like I said, on toughtopics.net, click on that marker at the top middle portion, again, Exposing the Jesuits, the Vatican, Roman Catholicism. At the end of almost all of my Tackling the Tough Topics newsletters, TTT, on Catholicism, they will, almost every one of them in the back has those books with the prices postpaid. I don't get a penny for it. It's other people put them out, but they can find out where to order those books.
Okay.
And there's certainly a lot of them. By the way, Vatican Assassins, Eric, you said you had Eric on the first hour. Did he say that when he's going to finish? I heard he was very close.
Well, he said it's in the final stages of editing. He's done writing, so he will be done. It's up to 1,800 pages, he said, and he'll be done in 2 weeks
with
the editing process.
It's just going to be like on a CD ROM or something, or
I think he's going to have a CD, and then I believe there will be a hard copy too somehow.
Well, that'd be great. And I'd like to tell the listeners that if they can find, and I've heard they've been up on eBay, but you know, Amazon.com or something, do a Google search. If you can find one of the copies of his book, the original one, Vatican Assassins, it all has all kinds of photos in it. I've got it sitting here right in front of me. It's got a lot of footnotes and references, and it's almost 700 pages long. I heard it went for as much as $200, but I tell people it's worth the price, especially if it has the CD in the back. And also, Eric offers a CD, a compact disc that has 13 rare books on it, and he has, I'm sure he's given his website on your program before, it's VaticanAssassins.org, I believe, VaticanAssassins.org. They can find out how to order that. And if you're really into old history, a lot of those books are written like in the 1800s and stuff, well worth getting. Most of them are about the Jesuits, of course. And can I tell them two of the best articles of mine to read?
Yeah, go ahead.
I recommend to read, and that is because I haven't been going after the Roman Catholic Church so much for their doctrine, although I have written a couple things lately on that, and they've got a lot of false doctrine.
Darryl, can I ask you?
That's my main concern. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, could I ask you to? We'll give those articles out right after this short break. Okay.
Right. Sure.
Okay, we'll be back with Darryl Eberhart in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, release pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
The truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com. Or call 702-953-0267.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on a pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat batch out laid off says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway, looking for a new friend. A man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10.
Okay, we're back, and my guest is Daryl Eberhardt, toughtopics.net. Daryl, you were going to tell us about a couple articles you want to point people
right,
to?
Right, and what I had started to say, Greg, was that I've written a couple things on Roman Catholic doctrine, but that's not my main emphasis. That's kind of more recent stuff. My main emphasis has been on the bloody history of the Vatican, the papacy, their Office of Holy Inquisition, which still exists to today. They sugarcoated it, gave it a nice euphemism, called it the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. But the Inquisition actually existed for over, I think it was something like 605 years, but over six centuries, 80 popes all blessed it, added to the horrible things in it. But I've written about holy wars, holy crusades against Bible-believing Christians like the Albigenses, and all this has been lost in American history. The Waldenses, they wiped out the Albigenses in southern France. So I've kind of really put my emphasis there because, and some people might say, well, why are you doing that? That's like from the 1200s and the 1500s. Yeah, some of it was going on then, but it went on as you well know, in the 1940s, when the Roman Catholic Church and a Roman Catholic fascist state in Croatia teamed up together to murder up to 1 million innocent Serb Orthodox Christians, butchering, torturing them. So the Inquisition still lives, folks, and it happened all over the European continent during World War II, and that's my main concern, as you know, Greg, is that this the as the, I think it was Baron Deponet or Deponat, probably Deponet in French. He was a French statesman. He said, and I don't have the quote in front of me, but he basically said that that Roman Catholicism was born in blood, and it's in history that it's written in blood. And indeed, as you go back through history, they've slaughtered Jews, they slaughtered Muslims, they've slaughtered Protestants, they've slaughtered, like I said, independent Bible-believing Christian groups like the Albigenses, Waldenses, and others, and they've slaughtered Orthodox Christians. So it's, in my mind, the hierarchy of the Roman Catholic Church is satanic at the top levels, Luciferian, if you would. Secret societies control it. The Jesuit order indeed controls the white pope and the papacy through the Jesuit superior general. They control the top levels of Freemasonry. They control tremendous financial things through the Vatican Bank and the entire mechanism of the Roman Catholic Church, plus their infamous or famous Knights of Malta that basically inherited the wealth of the Knights Templar, very big in banking, and I'm sure Eric's brought that out. So that's where my emphasis has been, and if they only read two of the news articles that I've written, and again, I'm not selling anything. I don't sell subscriptions or anything. I send them out to a few broadcast hosts like Greg, but I'm not selling anything. Read these two. If you're Roman Catholic or non-Roman Catholic, if you're Roman Catholic, read them and tell me that we shouldn't be concerned about the hierarchy of your church, because if you're Roman Catholic, and here's the two that I'd recommend they read, Death by Government and Death by Church. It'll just be up there under, I think, Death by Government. And the other one is Bloody Hands and Wicked Hearts. I think it's just listed as Bloody Hands. But Bloody Hands and Wicked Hearts, read those. And it's just, I just threw in, I could have written hundreds and hundreds of the pages, but I think they're like around 30 pages each, where I just list example after example of the hierarchy of the Roman Catholic Church, the papacy, which later, it's the papacy still exists, but it's now an official Vatican state since, I think, Mussolini in 1929 reinstated them with their territories around the Vatican. And you've been there, so you know what I'm talking about, that basically they gave them back the Lateran Palace and everything. And it's a independent state with diplomatic relations with a lot of countries of the world. So I would urge folks to read that Death by Government and Bloody Hands, and you'll see that we've got something to be very concerned about because, as you well know, Greg, in Europe, these very, very powerful top-level Roman Catholics in countries like Yugoslavia, France, when the Nazis and the fascists took over in different countries, who betrayed their own countrymen, betrayed their own governments. It was these Trojan horses, if you would, that were within their country, these men with dual loyalties. And that's my greatest fear, is that here in America, we've got a lot of very powerful Roman Catholic Knights of Malta, very powerful Roman Catholic Knights of Columbus, high-level ones such as Teddy Kennedy, holding a whole lot of key positions in government, and especially like in the intelligence community. We've had five Roman Catholic Knights of Malta running the CIA. We've also had a very powerful Roman Catholic Knight of Malta that ran the counterintelligence, very important within the CIA, sat the Vatican desk and the Israel desk. Within the CIA, his name was James Jesus Angleton. So we've mentioned this before, Greg, but if five guys from your local town or my local town all ran the CIA, we think we'd have a good old boy network, and that the mainstream media to be the, what would they call that, the fifth estate or something, to be a watchdog, the alternative media, would all be crying about, hey, all these Roman Catholic, very powerful people are all around the key levers of position in government. Why isn't, at least the alternative media talking about it, and most of the alternative media, unfortunately, is concentrating on Jews, Jewish neoconservatives within the Bush administration, the Zionists, and that, and for the most part, as you well know, ignoring the vast, vast geopolitical and financial powerhouse, the Vatican, well, papacy, Jesuit.
I'll go one step farther. I'll say they're covering for them. That's the way I look at it. I mean, If you look at all the history that you talk about, there can only be, at least needs to be out in the public debate. We'll be back in 3 minutes with Daryl Eberhardt.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com. Or call 800-724-2719.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal. And Daryl, I just wanted to give you an example of a, you know, we're talking about the Catholic Church being involved in genocide in Croatia, for one. And there's a lawsuit now in California, in San Francisco, going on. And I've had the attorney who's representing the victims, family members, people involved in that lost loved ones in the Croatian genocide, where over 800,000 people were killed. And his name's Jonathan Levy, who's representing these people. And the Pope is being represented by his San Francisco attorney. Now, if people don't believe this is real, in the court documents, in a recent deposition, a recent hearing held, the Vatican admitted to the genocide, admitted it. And this is on the record. And the crazy, and John will be on again to talk about this case that's going on right now. But they said it was justified under international law, and that was their argument. Just incredible documents coming out showing not only the connection, not only were they involved in this and were backing it, but the documents coming out all the way back to World War II showing their involvement with the Nazi Party and other nefarious activities. So this is real, folks. Now, when's the last time you heard about this lawsuit in the American papers? Answer that, Daryl.
Well, I sure haven't seen it in the two local papers around here, Altoona and Johnstown. newspaper.
It's not. It never. I asked Jonathan that. He said they just don't cover it. And he's taken his story to all the big papers, and they just do not cover it, even though it's a huge story showing. And if you just, all you have to do is listen to that. There's a lawsuit now that shows what they've done. And if the American people don't think they're in trouble, boy, we're not making it up. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd like to give them the books, because I think it's so critical that they do research on their own. I got a bunch of them laying out here, and I'll tell them what I think are about the four or five most important ones, because I don't want you to take my word for anything. I document what I put in my newsletters. I put lots of references, books that you can get, and I urge you to go get those books, because some of those books actually have photographs, like of the slaughter in Croatia, and this has all been in, it's been covered up basically in our American history textbooks and our American encyclopedias, because sadly, and people may not like to hear this, but these agencies, organizations, libraries, and everything have all been infiltrated, encyclopedia committees and that, by what we would call Jesuit temporal coadjutors and that, who got in there, and they've removed anything that was negative against the Roman Catholic Church, the Vatican, the papacy, the Jesuits. If it was ever there to begin with, it's been stripped out, as we well know from you having interviewed C.T. Wilcox. Even the fact that we had a president named Abraham Lincoln assassinated, totally run by the Jesuits, etc., to the point where they broke all diplomatic relations with the Holy See in 1867, because so many of the conspirators that all pointed back to Rome, one of them, John Harrison Surratt, got helped by two Catholic priests named, I think it was Boucher and LaPierre, up through Montreal and those areas. They got him transferred to England. He went down and became a member of the Pope Zouave personal bodyguard. So, you know, there was so much evidence back in those days. And in those days, we had a few independent newspapers before they all got bought up by these. And lately, I guess we've got five conglomerates running almost the entire mainstream media in the U.S. But there was so much information back then that they broke off all different relations with the Vatican, or the papacy then, because they were behind the assassination of Lincoln, as well as helping to foment the American Civil War. But it's just critical. If people care about their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren, they're going to follow behind, even if they're kind of young right now, they need to investigate this matter, because during Europe, during the World War II on Europe, Protestants, Jews, and Orthodox Christians were slaughtered meticulously in a choreographed effort to wipe out the papacy's favorite enemies. And if a lot of you are out there, if you're Protestants, if you're Catholic, and you believe the ecumenical rhetoric, and by the way, the ecumenical movement is totally run at the top levels by Roman Catholics, their ecumenical rhetoric of loving all the separated brethren, I've got news for you. What happened in Europe is probably someday going to happen very soon here in the United States, and that's why we need to investigate these matters on our own. And it takes a little bit of time to sit down and read some good books. So before I give them books, I was just up on the website, and let me give this website, and you might want to go up, Greg, and listen to this. It's a tremendous 70-minute, about 70 minutes, I'm guessing, interview. Well, it's actually two different guys, Richard Bennett, who's a former Catholic, Roman Catholic priest, and a guy named Michael de Simleon. He's a, I think he's a Brit, who's written a couple good books, but they're talking about the Inquisition. So it's under latest MP3, and you can listen to that. And folks, this is fascinating listening to this. It's a little gory at times because they describe what they did during the Inquisition, but it's called The Inquisition, and the website is www.Berean, like the Bereans in the Bible, B-E-R-E-A-N, BereanBeacon.org. And I'd urge them to go up and listen to that. You say, well, why is that important? Well, because an Inquisition happened in the 1940s in Croatia, because the current Pope, what's that, Benedict the 16th?
Yes, I believe so. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think the wartime Pope was Benedict the 15th. But anyway, this current Pope, Benedict the 16th.
Benedict the 16th.
He's formerly the Cardinal, or Joseph Cardinal Ratzinger, who's known as a Rottweiler type guy. But anyway, I think he served at least five terms running the Office of Holy Inquisition, now called the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. That ought to scare us a lot about what's going on right now with World War III, we're probably in the early stages of it, and we have an Office of Inquisition that still exists with all the records on how to torture people, string them out, and torture. And people may not like to hear this, but that is a Roman Catholic papal thing. The Methodists, the Baptists, the Presbyterians never had an Office of Inquisition, didn't torture people and bring doctors in to string them out to keep them alive. And the Inquisition, by the way, ran even up to Napoleon whenever he was still freeing people in Europe, in different locations in Western Europe, where they still had people underground and torturing them, and the papacy cried and moaned and screamed that they were not going to be able allowed to torture people anymore. So we've got to get out of this mindset that the Roman Catholic Church is just a religious organization. No, it's primarily a geopolitical, financial juggernaut that is a torture-loving, mass-murdering machine. And if we don't realize that and get a lot of people involved in exposing it, we're looking at some big troubles here. If they could just read about five books, here's the top ones. And again, I'm not going to tell them where to get them. They can get that off my newsletters.
Go ahead.
One of the best is The Vatican's Holocaust by Avro Monhattan. It has pictures and pictures and pictures of all these top-level Ustashi, which was like Roman Catholic action group. It was a militia before the war started at World War II. And after World War II, when the fascist state got set up, it basically became the military units, and it was led, most of these guys that went out and were doing the forced conversions, butchering people with a butchery. If we have time near the end of the broadcast, we might be able to talk a little bit about that. With the savagery, skinning people alive, flaying people alive, burning people alive, burying people alive, crucifying priests, Orthodox priests, to wooden doors, cutting people's eyes out, making necklaces, crushing their skulls, raping and ravaging from very young girls to old women, which I realize is a thing that goes on in war, but if they can read the account, and by the way, it was up to a million. Even the Ustashi themselves give the million figure. The Yugoslav war crime things came up with close to a million. 700,000 died just in the camps alone. Many of the thousands never made it to the camps. They died on the marches to the camps. So we're looking at conservatively 600,000 to 1 million innocent people, Serb Orthodox Christians, men, women, and children butchered. So that would be the top book I'd say to get if you want to just read about that Croatian Holocaust in the 1940s, Vatican's Holocaust by Avro Monhattan. There are two books by a Frenchman, The Secret History of the Jesuits, and that's by Edmund Paris, P-A-R-I-S, Secret History of the Jesuits, outstanding book, and also The Vatican Against Europe by Edmund Paris. Tells you how, again, top-level Roman Catholics helped every fascist and, of course, the Nazi regime betrayed their own countrymen. The guy you had on, if they want a little bit of history about America with the fomenting of the war by the Jesuits and then assassinating one of our best presidents, Abraham Lincoln, C.T. Wilcox's book, The Transformation of the Republic. And I'm not really recommending this book as one of the top ones, but it's a good book. I disagree with F. Tupper Saucy's pacifist position in here, but Rulers of Evil got him savaged, Rulers of Evil, because he talked about the tremendous Jesuit power in the U.S. that started out early in our country's history, and then I think what really got them after him was him talking about how powerful the Jesuits are in the United States today. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to name any names in the alternative media, but there was a populist newspaper, and I've got the article right here in front of me. They savaged both F. Tupper Saucy and Eric John Phelps under a book review called Wacky Theory Says Jesuits Running the World. Does that sound really wacky to you, Greg? Wacky Theory Says Jesuits Running the World. But anyway, another great
book.
Well,
you know what? Anything that comes out of Washington is tainted, and I agree with you. That is a cover for the real problem, and that's the real problem here, is that they have done such a good job in controlling the flow of information that most people have no idea of what's going on and find it hard to conceive that the men of the cloth would be so evil. Let me tell you this. They are. And I've documented it with just one story so people know where we're coming from. I recently, and I have a good relationship with he's been on my show several times, and I will have him on again because the story is never ending. But he was a police detective in New York, who wanted to get at the truth of the pedophile ring and the problems in that city. And he has no reason, no benefit to lie. They even bribed him with $1 million to keep him off the case. Then in the end, he had to leave the New York Police Department or he'd be killed. It was that simple. He was told that. Now, he documents and has undercover agents. He tracked Cardinal Spellman to be one of the most evil people in this country. He also said he found out that Spellman was one of the most powerful people in this country. He also knew that Spellman had little boys go into the back behind the church, and they had documented evidence of him. When they tried to get to the truth of this whole pedophile ring going to the high levels of the White House and other places, it was blocked by the district attorney in New York, Morgenthau, who is still there now. And he says this, to date, that out of all these kids that have been abducted and stolen, there has not been one investigation that's gone the route the way it should have been. It's always stopped. And if anybody doesn't believe that, talk to Jim Rothstein about it. And he's a Catholic. So I'm telling you, this is stuff that, you know, just is so blatantly covered up that we know who the evil people are because there are people out talking about it, Daryl, that have eyewitnessed this. You know what I'm getting at?
Right, and I wrote an article recently. I think it was an Examining the Tough Issues newsletter. But anyway, it's called Celibacy, Sexual Abuse in the Roman Catholic Church. And the problem isn't just with the pedophile priests. I think one Catholic survey said that I think 71% of the sexual abuse cases involved a Catholic priest, in other words, an adult, with a very young male child. But a lot of folks don't realize this. It's just as big a problem, maybe even bigger within the Roman Catholic Church, is the sexual abuse of women and young girls via the confessional, et cetera, but of nuns especially. And there was a survey done, I think it was the Boston Globe, gone by memory here. But anyway, I think it was 1996, where they reported, I think it was something like 70% or something of all nuns reported that they had had sexual abuse committed on them, most by priests, but some by other nuns. And the ones that had repeated sexual exploitation all said it came from a superior religious figure. So this is a big problem, and mandatory celibacy within the Roman Catholic Church with its priesthood, its different orders for nuns and friars, et cetera, as I believe it was Peter DeRosa and a few of the other Catholic historians said, has been the cause of more grief and problems than any other institution that ever existed within the Western civilization. Let me give them another great book. If they're into history, a lot of people try to put all of the blame on the Masons and the Jews. The Grand Design Exposed, you had this man on. John Daniel wrote it, The Grand Design Exposed. It's a very thick book. I think it's about 500 pages. But if you read that book, it makes an ironclad case, I believe, would win in any court, that proves that the Jesuit order, whose oaths are very similar to those in Freemasonry, took over the top levels of both British and French Freemasonry. So that's a key thing to remember, that when people say, hey, there's a lot of top-level Masons in key positions, like 33-degree Masons that have been the head of the CIA, like Alan Dulles, that's true. But when you think of that quote, I think it was by an American historian named Parton, said that if you trace up all to find the biggest top Mason in the entire world, you'll be very surprised to find out that he and the Jesuit Superior General, the Black Pope, are one and the very same person. So that's a key thing to keep in mind. Another great book, and this one's out of print, but if you can find it anywhere, folks, it's called Hitler's Pope, The Secret History of Pius XII, written by John Cornwell, who is a Roman Catholic. And they wanted to deify this Eugenio Pacelli, I hope the Italians correct their name, Pope Pius XII. They wanted to make this guy a saint, and he was one of the biggest war criminals of World War II because he knew what was going on in places like Croatia, and he did nothing to stop it. There's two little great, these are both little paperback books. They're very inexpensive, both written by Bill Hughes. One's called The Secret Terrorist, and the other one is The Enemy Unmasked. Two great little books about Jesuit assassinations of U.S. presidents, and it's more than just Abraham Lincoln. They took out another a number of U.S. presidents. There's another great book by Charles Chiniquy. If you really like history from the Civil War era, this man was a former Roman Catholic priest. They framed him. He was a good friend. Abraham Lincoln, as a lawyer, defended this man, beat the Jesuits in court, the Roman Catholic priest who had, I think he put his sister up to accusing Chiniquy of rape. And basically, Lincoln won, and Chiniquy became a good friend of his, and they exchanged letters. I think Chiniquy visited him in the White House a number of times. They became very close, and he records a lot of what Lincoln said about the Jesuits fomenting the Civil War, and Chiniquy tried to warn him that they would definitely try to take him out. So that's a great little book. There's another book that was written by a U.S. Army Brigadier General called Rome's Responsibility for the Assassination of Abraham Lincoln by Thomas M. Harris.
Okay, hold it right there. We're going to take a short break. I'll be back with our final segment with Daryl Eberhardt. Back in 3 minutes.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
The truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com. Or call 702-953-0267.
The words that I remember from my childhood still are true. That there's none so blind as those who will not see. And to those who lack the courage, say it's dangerous to try. Well, they just don't know that love eternal will not be denied.
Okay, we're back in our final segment of the Investigative Journal today, and let's go right to the phones in Massachusetts. Kathy, you're on the Investigative Journal. Do you have a question or comment?
I think I have both.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me set you off here. Can I ask you, what religion are you from? What do you believe in? Yes, I'm talking to...
I grew up as a Methodist, but I'm glad you asked that question because I want... If anyone's going to accuse me of Catholic bashing or being anti-Catholic, which they generally aim at people to make you think that you hate individual Catholics, I married a precious Roman Catholic lady. My dad is Roman Catholic. 90% of my relatives are Roman Catholic. I live in an area that is probably 70-90% Roman Catholic for 10 miles any direction you go. 90% of my friends are Roman Catholic. My best friend in the entire world is Roman Catholic. I took Roman Catholic catechism courses. I've read books written by Catholics about Catholicism. So I'm not coming at this that I hate individual Roman Catholics or anything, but I hate their inquisitional, mass-murdering, torture-loving ways. And if anyone is a Roman Catholic, I challenge them to ever call in on Greg Show or anyone other and defend the Inquisition, defend what happened in Croatia, where you had two Roman Catholic archbishops, actually they were Jesuits, that ran and orchestrated the bloodiest, wickedest, the cruelest torture Inquisition in modern history. Their names were Monsignor Ivan Saric, who was the Archbishop of Sarajevo, and you had another Jesuit Monsignor, Aloysius Stepinac, and he was the Archbishop of Zagreb. And in almost every Ustashi unit that ran around, again, they didn't just kill people, they tortured them brutally, horribly before they killed them. Okay. Almost every one of those units was led by Franciscan friars, monks, and priests.
Can I say something here?
Sure.
Yes,
have you heard of a little village called Medjugorje over in that area?
Oh, for sure. That's where they've had the apparitions and that.
Yes, of the Blessed Mother. She's been appearing there since 1981. June will be 26 years, I believe. My point being is Our Lady has warned that a great persecution would come against the Catholic Church, and I'm wondering if this isn't part of this beginning here. And the timing is a little suspect because now Jerusalem is going to have many problems, as you can see if you read the newspapers.
I'll tell you what. I think that their favorite plans, the top people in the secret societies that run and control the Catholic Church through the Jesuit order and through P2 Masonry, they are going to use the Roman Catholic Church as an inquisitional system to first go after their favorite enemies, Jews, Protestants, independent Bible-believing Christians. But I believe the final goal is to collapse the Roman Catholic Church itself, because anything to do with Christianity, biblical Judaism, anything that would point to Jesus Christ eventually has to be destroyed. And again, at the very top levels of the Roman Catholic Church, it is satanic and Luciferian. And I would warn you very much about these apparitions of Mary. I've read several books by Roman Catholics with their messages, and when you compare them to the Bible, I'd say 90 to 95% of those messages are very totally anti-biblical. They point.
Where do you find that? I find that, well, it's really the Church of the Saints, isn't it? And in the end, that would be triumphant, wouldn't it? Wouldn't all the enemies of the Church lose?
Well, I think what we're going to do is ponder
even the enemies from the inside of the Church.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they all be?
The structure itself is going to be collapsed on itself.
Uh-huh.
Why don't we ponder that question? We're all out of time, Kathy. Call up any time. Thanks for the call. Daryl, I want to thank you for being on the show, and we'll have you on again.
And God bless you. Thank you.
And watch yourself on that motorcycle, all right? Okay. That was Daryl Eberhart. We're going to be back tomorrow, same time, same place on the Investigative Journal. Until then, good afternoon.
But somehow I'll return again to you.
Can we talk?